So my objective here today is to help you better tee up your cases for a potential appeal, whether that's in a Texas Intermediate Court of Appeal or in the Texas Supreme Court. And so I'm going to cover kind of a smattering of issues that will hopefully help you to look at your case at the trial level, but through an appellate lens. I'm going to start by talking a little bit about why Texas jury verdicts get reversed. And you might wonder, why do I care? And you care because you need to know what issues are important for preserving error. And so I'm going to talk about what the most important issues are for getting a jury verdict reversed and then how you can preserve error on those issues. I'm also going to talk a little bit about creating a clear record. And then we're going to shift gears a bit and talk about getting a case into the Texas Supreme Court. And at that point, I'm going to pivot a little and talk about the new Helix versus Gold case. That's a case that I was involved in and argued in the Texas Supreme Court, so I'd like to give you a little bit of added perspective on that. All right, so why are jury verdicts reversed? My colleagues at Haynes & Boone, Lynn Liberato and Kent Rutter, have done two comprehensive studies that look at this issue. They were taken 9 years apart, and you can see from these little pie charts, what they did was they read every single civil case in the Texas Intermediate Courts of Appeals in that given year and tried to figure out when courts reversed, why did they reverse? And in each study in 2002 and in 2011, you can tell the biggest wedge of the pie by far is legal insufficiency. So those are your no evidence points. Those are your points where you argue that the conclusive evidence negated an essential element of the other side's case.